Ahoy everyone, welcome to the audio journal of Voyagers Under Sail. This is recording number 13. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018, and it's just 12 o'clock sharp. We are on the island of Mallorca, okay, the biggest island of the Balearics. Last time I recorded, it was in the middle of the night. The thunderstorm was approaching I was expecting torrential rain, and that did happen. An hour later, we got a really good downpour. The deck and the cockpit were nice and clean in the morning. No more dust, no more sound or anything like that. So that was a good thing. The bad thing is that I didn't sleep until around 4 o'clock in the morning. Two neighbor boats almost collided with each other. They were very close. The owners had to stay on deck and push themselves apart through the squall, through the rain and all the wind that was happening. My French neighbor boat, not the Spanish one, the French one, he left the anchorage and he moved out of the anchorage and spent most of the night just outside of the anchorage, probably under engine or just with a very long scope of chain out, because he only came back into the anchorage in the morning. So I didn't sleep that night that much, mostly because the anchorage was crowded, as I said, and you didn't know what's going to happen, who's going to get loose or something like that. But the next day it was beautiful. Okay, we put the dinghy in the water and outboard and all of that, and we went into the town, village. It's not even a town, it's a resort, a couple of hotels, a supermarket and a few cafes and restaurants. And then we took a trail to the next Cala Macarela, if I remember right. Beautiful place, absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous beach. High cliffs all the way around, covered in pine trees. Beautiful sandy beach, nice water, blue sky. Not overly crowded, but there are people around and boats anchored into the Cala. A few caves into the cliffs, and obviously quite old caves. But not when I say caves, I'm not mean like deep caves, just a few meter deep caves, just enough for a few people to found shelter. Apparently that Cala Macarela was used a few hundred years ago by the pirates as a hideout, and when you see the Cala, you understand why, because you barely see the Cala until you're just in front of it, because of the shape and the rocks and the cliffs around. And once inside, it's a beautiful place, and you have all those caves, and they have a stream of water coming in, and pine trees, plenty of places to hide, and a nice big beach with pine trees that keep shade. Beautiful place, that's all I can say. So that was the following day. I can't remember what day of the week that was, but anyway. And the day after, we spent it in the Cala Galdana. We just went to the beach and things like that, a bit of shopping in the supermarket. And in the evening, we decided to move to another Cala, which was only a mile away. We moved under engine. We didn't bother putting sails up. There was no reason to do that. So we moved to two Calas down southeast, kind of going east from Cala Galdana. That Cala, it's called Cala Trebalujer, if I get the name right. The good thing about this Cala is there is a river flowing into the Cala, and you can explore that river by dinghy, rowing dinghy. You wouldn't put the outboard into that shallow water. And this is what we did the following day. The only problem is that the river has been infested by a farmer. Apparently he dumped his, the waste from the farm into the river, and a lot of fish were dead. But we did manage to see some turtles and some nice birds. We used our dinghy to go up this little river, maybe half a mile. It was a lovely experience. And then in the afternoon, I put the hammocks up into the pine trees and kind of, you know, had a nap, read the books, and I took David for a hike into the cliffs, and we actually went and visited two caves that, by the look of them, until recently have been habitated by somebody, because we found a worn-out sponge mattress in each color, and a little stove and few little other items that suggest that somebody spent some good part of time there. It wasn't just camping, it was proper, like, you know, at least 2 or 3 weeks. You wouldn't go through the trouble to make to bring a stove, a wooden a stove that burns, logs into those caves, unless you plan to stay there for a while. Beautiful views from those caves. You see the full color down below. You're talking 60, 70 meters high cliffs, again, covered in pine trees and all of that. Beautiful, beautiful place again. So we spent a night and a full day in that place. And then we did our crossing to Mallorca. We decided to do an overnight crossing because from my calculations, it would have taken about 10 hours. Maybe 11 hours to do the crossing. You're talking about 50 miles from Menorca to Mallorca, Porto Petro. That was our destination. And the wind was favorable from 8:30 when we weighed at our anchor until around 1:30 when it changed direction. It started to veer west, and then wind was down to 3 knots, so we had to turn on the engine. We motored for about 2 hours, and then the wind came back to at around 4 o'clock in the morning at 8-9 knots. So we had another hour or two of good sailing before the wind died again. So the last 2 hours of this crossing were done under engine again, unfortunately. It was good for the fridge and for the batteries, but not for my morals. And we finally got in Porto Petro. Before we went to Porto Petro, we tried to anchor in two different colors. But what I can tell you from my experience, those colors just up north from Porto Petro are so narrow. And the bottom, it's mostly weed, very few patches of sand. And the law now in Spain is that if you drop your anchor on weed, you can be fined because you destroy the seabed. So unless you find a sand patch to drop your anchor, you're not allowed to drop the anchor. If they come and inspect and they see that your anchor is in the weed, you are in trouble. We actually tried to drop the anchor in one of the colors. We thought we dropped it on a sand patch. We noticed that we drag. When I lifted the anchor, it was full of seaweed. Our plan was just to stay in one of these colors, you know. But after that, we decided, okay, let's go to Porto Petro as initially planned. I was afraid the mooring buoy fees are going to be pretty expensive. But at that point, we had no choice. So we went into the bay. We picked up a mooring buoy, and a few hours later Rafael from the marina office came around and he said, okay guys, you cannot stay at this buoy because it's for bigger boats. You can move to that one once that boat is moving out, which was about 50 minutes away. And the fee was only 25 euro per night, which is fantastic. You know, I was expecting 60 euro, 70 euro a night, because apparently the Balearic Islands are very expensive when it comes to marina fees and mooring buoys. But they only charge 25 euro per night, and another 10 euro if you want to use the showers and the toilets and all of that. And it's well worth it, because we didn't have a proper long shower since we left France. So we took the mooring ball for 3 nights. We already spent 1 night at the mooring ball. We're going to spend another 2 nights. We took a rent a car from Caladoro, which is the next kind of village town close to Porto Petro. So we rent a car for 2 days. We spent yesterday evening in the capital city of Mallorca, Palma, in the old town. And it was lovely to walk the streets and see the architecture and the feeling of the place. It's a bit touristy, of course, but it's absolutely lovely, gorgeous. Gorgeous architecture, gorgeous feeling of the town, you know, just got a good vibe from the place. And it was time to go for dinner. And you have the option of going and eating in Burger King, in McDonald's, in pizza places, like €5 pizza and a drink. Really, you know, you can spend €4 or €5 for your dinner, or you can spend whatever you decide if you go into a more expensive restaurant. But with a little bit of wandering around, we were so lucky to come across a place, a restaurant called Callisto. What's that name? Callisto? Yeah? Callisto, yeah? Callisto, yeah. So there is this restaurant, this guy, maybe he's in his late 50s, early 60s by his looks. I hope I don't offend anybody here. But I noticed the place, kind of slightly rugged, slightly kind of grandma style of restaurant. And I asked, okay, you know, it was clear that he's doing paella, but I wasn't sure if he's doing only paella. So I said, you know, do you have a menu? I said, no, we just do paella here. So we sat down, he gave us a really nice table. We sat down and that was it. That restaurant was doing only paella. And there was a picture of him, of the man, when probably he was in his 30s or 20s. You know, kind of a yellowed out picture, old one that you knew that picture was in display for years. So obviously that man was in that place doing this business for many, many years. And I have the feeling that actually he took the business from his grandma. And he's been doing only paella. So now, if somebody is doing only one dish in his restaurant for the past 20, 30 years or whatever, you bet that dish is amazing. And this was the best paella we ever ate. Full of high quality seafood, from crab to prawns to mussels to calamari. The vegetables that I'm salivating. The vegetables that were in that paella, you're talking about butter beans, peas, sugar snaps, peppers, a big slice of fresh lemon. He brought a big dish that held the paella for all of us, and then he plated for us just for each of us just there in front of us. It was an experience, and it came at a really good price, so around 15 or 16 euro per person. You can go around the corner and pay 12 or 13 euro for a fast food style paella if you want. But this was absolutely amazing. So Callisto. You'll find it in very close to Plaza Mayor in Palma, okay, old city, if you ever happen to be around. And today, I omitted to tell you where I am for a good reason. Today, I had to give in under the pressure of the children, and we are in an aqua park. Yeah, imagine that. Going to discover the world and spending a day in an aqua park. How cool is that? Anyway, just to make the children happy, we came here. That's the update, okay? Everything is good, so we have 2 more nights to spend at our mooring ball, and after that we're going to move straight to Ibiza. We're going to use the car rental tomorrow to explore the island of Mallorca. So that's going to be for Mallorca, one place, Porto Petro, to keep the boat and then just explore the island by car. And I think it's a good way to get a feel of the place. Thank you for today. talk to you in a few days. Bye bye.